The last time Kate Bush performed on stage, Jimmy Carter was president, and fans listened to her on their just-introduced Walkmans, and they listened over and over and over.
He's here again, the man with the child in his eyes. Ooh, he's here again, the man with the child in his eyes.
The man with the child in his eyes, a song Kate Bush actually wrote when she was 13. It's hard to characterize what a sensation Kate Bush was in 1979, just 21 on her first tour, which was also her last. She'd release several more albums, have hits like Running Up That Hill.
It's you.
And she'd also surface in songs like Peter Gabriel's 1986 hit, Don't Give Up.
I've changed my face, I've changed my name, but no one wants you when you lose.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet.
I'm getting all verklempt. But Kate Bush never again performed on stage until 35 years later tonight, the first of 22 concerts at London's Hammersmith Apollo Theatre. All 77,000 tickets sold out within 15 minutes. Fans are flying in from around the world. John Wilson covers the arts for the BBC. He's interviewed the reclusive Kate Bush several times. And John, do we understand you have a ticket for tonight?
I do. I've got it in my hand in front of me, clutching it. This will not be going anywhere.
Oh, no, no, no. How much will you sell it to me for?
No chance.
What is the anticipation there? Describe it.
It's huge, Robin. It's absolutely huge. I mean, as you say, it's 35 years in the making, this concert, in effect. She's been biding her time, but actually, to be honest, she's probably not even been thinking about it. The last time I interviewed her, which was, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, I asked her about those concerts in 1979 at the Hammersmith Odeon. And you mentioned the Hammersmith Apollo, by the way, just for American listeners. That is the same venue. It's just changed its name. So that's quite nice. She's going back to the same place that she played in 1979. The last time I spoke to her, I said, can you not foresee a time when you'll be wanted to hit a stage again, when you'll be wanted to play these songs live for an audience? And she just said she couldn't imagine doing it because of the time that it takes, the rehearsals. And she's quite a private person.
Well, there have been reports all over the BBC. There's a documentary this week. And here is what she told you about why she quit after that one tour. Let's listen.
I began to realise that all my time was being spent promoting and travelling around the world, which was a lot of fun. But it meant I wasn't spending the time on the actual creative process, which was what I'd wanted. I'd never really been driven to be famous. That wasn't the desire.
It was the music. Let's listen to a little more, because we know, John, there are people scrambling to get tickets and there are others saying, who? So let's remind them with some of the early music. Here's Wuthering Heights. This is a song in which she condenses the entire book into one song. And also, according to Wikipedia, this became the first number one hit written by a woman, the first woman to have a self-written number one hit in Britain. Let's listen. Wuthering Heights. So, John Wilson, we're hearing the voice and the range, but what, remind us, what else was she colliding with a time that seemed perfect for her? Videos, dancing?
Yes, and she had emerged from a performing arts background. I mean, she'd spent a lot of time in dance studios. She took on that first tour the choreographer Lindsay Kemp, who David Bowie had worked with some years before. If you look up on YouTube, I think you can see some of those concerts. But she was very much an artist, and you say there that she was the first female artist to have had a self-penned number one hit. I've never heard that before, but that doesn't surprise me, because she is and has always been an artist who is in total control of her work, the image, the songwriting, the playing, and of course the production as well later on, particularly with The Hounds of Love. I mean, she sculpted that sound. She's responsible for what you hear.
Well, it feels you can draw a direct line from her to so many other female artists. We mentioned Peter Gabriel's duet with her, Don't Give Up. Let's listen to just a little more of that. Can't Get Enough.
Don't give up now. We're proud of who you are.
But then here's Lady Gaga's cover.
Don't give up, 'cause you have friends. Don't give up, you're not beaten yet.
And John Wilson, Lady Gaga said she recorded that cover so more people would know about Kate Bush, and it feels as if you can draw a line.
Absolutely. I would have thought that without Kate Bush, there would be no Lady Gaga at the moment. I mean, she created a template, and, you know, she sowed the seeds for so many of those female artists to do it on their own terms, you know, to write songs and to perform in a way that they wanted to be seen and heard, rather than be pushed into certain areas, musical or visual areas, by, you know, by the old men who used to run the industry. It's about self-determination, I think, as much as anything.
So, John Wilson, what do you think we'll hear tonight? She released an album in 2005. The voice still seems intact.
Now, see, this is the great question tonight. The internet is abuzz with, you know, a possible set list. There's a wish list in everybody's head. When these concerts were announced a few months ago, I came on a radio program and I speculated that because she had been spending so much time in her studio playing her piano, going back to the basics, that possibly what we would get is a piano on stage, Kate Bush sitting at the piano, a single spotlight and the songs, because what more do you need? Now, since then, we've heard that there's a full production job being rolled into town. We have a former Royal Shakespeare Company director, Adrian Noble, who is running the show. There's talk of puppets, of video screens. Who knows what we're going to get? I have actually, just before I came to talk to you, I've just heard a whisper that there will be two intervals during this show. So it's going to be a long show. She's going to be on for over 3 hours. But again, this is pure speculation, because nobody knows. It has been an absolutely tightly controlled secret operation. She's been in rehearsals for a long time now, and I'm sure she's absolutely terrified right now.
Well, I mean, and so am I, because we have to close, and I don't know what to play. You know, anything from Ariel, Babushka, we've already heard so many. How about, I'm thinking for a certain generation, it might be a song that she wrote for John Hughes for his film, She's Having a Baby, and she wrote it for the scene in which a character realizes that his wife is having trouble with childbirth. It's called This Woman's Work. Should we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Great song.
Okay. This Woman's Work from Kate Bush. John Wilson of the BBC, who's interviewed her several times and is a lucky dog who has a ticket to the first of 22 sold-out concerts, her first in 35 years. John, oh, have a ball.
Thanks very much, Robin. Pleasure.
I hear they're offering 3,000.
keep going up. You're still not going to hit the mark.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
Kate Bush, This Woman's Work. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Here and Now.